In the online world, a battle is brewing between tech giants Google and Facebook and the Australian government. The government are proposing a new law to force organisations like Google to pay the news outlets that produce the news content they currently run for free on their websites, where it draws huge amounts of traffic. The tech companies have retaliated by threatening to withdraw their services from Australia. I'm Adam Murphy, and to explore this in more detail, I spoke with entrepreneur and tech investor Peter Cowley.
Probably as early as 2009, might even been earlier than that, when the UK Guardian headline said Murdoch could block Google searches entirely. And it's been rumbling on a long time since then. So in 17, he said he'd remove stories from Google search. And in 19, he called for Google to be broken up. And so the Australian government at the beginning of last year started the process and got their Competition and Consumer Commission, the ACCC, to develop a mandatory code. And that's going through the process at the moment, and it's gone out. And the reason it's hit the headlines this week is it's gone out to final consultation. In the meantime, in October last year, the largest petition was signed. Over 500,000 people signed the petition by a combination of two arch enemy MPs, Kevin Rudd and Malcolm Turnbull, calling for an inquiry into Rupert Murdoch's media dominance in Australia. So as you can see, this is really a Murdoch battle, it appears, and this is my view, not necessarily everybody's view, with the tech giants.
And what do both companies have on their side in terms of, you know, the weight lent to their argument?
Yes, it's a difficult one, this, because if you compare it, say, with it's to do with value chains, you compare it with farmers and supermarkets. We all know, or we all believe, that supermarkets are too dominant and therefore farmers are not earning enough money for their produce. And you could be looked the same way here, because you've got the content production, which is the journalists, and they all need paying to produce stuff, which is Murdoch and et cetera. And then you've got the content distribution, which originally used to be through newspapers and TV and so on, but it, of course, is going through the internet. And both of these cost money. And who should pay for what? The Google have put quite an interesting blog out saying they do support a code here, but the current code that's being talked about is unworkable. There's a whole stack of things around about what would class as news. And also, Google says they shouldn't be blamed for declining newspaper ad revenue, because, of course, this is, I'm sure, is one of Murdoch's main problems, because most of the ad revenue were classified, and it's job ad sites and eBay and Rightmove, etc., in the UK that have caused this.
What does Google's track record tend to be when they go up against nations?
That's difficult to say. There's been some astronomically big fines over the years. The EU sued Google three times for a total of 8 billion euros over the last decade or so. Whether those have been paid or not, I don't know. The US fined Google 5 billion over Android a few years ago, but then Microsoft has paid 7 billion in fines, et cetera, et cetera. So it's really difficult to say. They have a strong position, of course. They have probably a monopolistic position. I mean, Google is very strong here, but in fact, Bing is quite strong in the States. So I couldn't answer that. I'm not on either side, but at the same time, we don't like to see corporations win against government, I don't think.
What do you think is eventually going to happen? Do you think there's a compromise to be made, or that one side will back down?
There will be a compromise of some form, I'm sure. It's possible to believe that Google will retrench from Australia in the way they say they did from China, in fact, but that's for different reasons. They'll probably work, and Google will work with their news platform. They have something called Google News, which is paying content producers already, not a great deal amount of money at the moment, but it's still paying it. That would still continue to increase. There are a lot of smaller players in the Australian market who would love to distribute, and then they don't, you know, they find Murdoch as empire being, you know, bigger competitor anyway than Google could ever be. So they want to work with Google. So yeah, there will be a compromise of some sort. I couldn't tell you at the moment what that'll be.
And it'll be very interesting to follow that as it goes along. Peter Cowley, thank you very much.